Now, I promised you an impromptu treat because it's Mandela Day. Magic happens sometimes. And in the studio with me right now is a beautiful lady. Her name is Andile Peterson, and she's a Mrs. South Africa finalist in full regalia. Wow, looking every inch the beautiful person that you are. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And how lovely. You're a Mrs. South Africa finalist, and you're from the area.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about you.
Andile Peterson is a mom and wife. I've got two boys, 5 and 7. And those are the two most important roles to me at the moment. But I'm an optometrist, and I own 2 private practices around KZN. And I'm also then a Mrs. South Africa finalist for the year 2022.
How did you get involved with the Mrs. South Africa pageant?
It's actually just click of a button, eh? You fill out the form and then you click and you apply. Okay. Yes.
And why did you apply? What's in it for you?
Well, I can plainly say what pushed me was the 2 years, the rough 2 years that we've had with COVID. I feel the 2 years have been quite, you know, difficult on women, especially on everybody, yes. But we now had to take on roles of becoming homeschooling our kids and taking care of the household. And then there's the mental, you know, issue of all of it.
I think you've identified, a lot of people, I think, are in a kind of post-traumatic stress type situation.
Exactly.
You know, there's been a huge number of blows, not just the COVID, but then there were the riots and the economy being as awful as it is, and the threat of further disruption,
exactly,
which is with us constantly now, the power going up, and trying to run a household with kids, a husband,
another kid, basically 3 kids.
And you're quite right. I think a lot of women particularly have taken a huge amount of strain.
Yeah, we have.
But women are strong.
Women are very strong.
Generally speaking, what's that beautiful expression about watinto bogoto?
Yes, watinta umfazi, tinta imbogoto. So you touch a woman, you touch a rock.
Exactly.
We are definitely rocks. And for me, that was a turning point, because that whole, as you said, my business suffered with the riots and all of that. And then there was COVID. You know, my husband was in ICU. It was just like a terrible time.
Did you get COVID or not?
I did. That whole household had COVID. I have an identical twin sister. She had COVID. My mom, everybody that I know, everybody that I call family had COVID. So
wow.
it was at the same time. So it was really emotionally like a blow, a terrible blow. So the turnaround of that is that, you know, sometimes, you know, life hits you. I think with all of us, we then have like an epiphany to say, what's my purpose? Am I really, you know, doing all that I can do to impact other people's lives? You know, like I said, I'm an optometrist, but on top of that, I run a foundation with my twin sister, because she's also an optometrist. My twin sister. So we call our foundation Twins on Eyes. We go around to underprivileged schools and raise awareness on eye care, as well as provide free glasses to, you know, children, because most often kids would fail and you think it's because they can't. They're dumb, or they can't really understand, but the problem is that they can't see.
Mm.
So this was a platform for me also to shine a light on that and to grow using this platform to then impact more lives. And it was just really like a thing of, what else can I do, you know?
And so you've entered the competition.
Yeah.
And how, what are what are the criteria for the judging?
For the judging. So it's a women empowerment program where it started in March, and the finals are only in November. So it's really a platform for you to grow, to be with other women, you know, like-minded businesswomen, and, you know, exchange with them. The criteria, I would say, is, okay, you have to be married. You have to, I believe they're looking for someone who would basically use, you know, her title as Mrs. South Africa to impact more lives and touch more lives. Yes, you know, you have to be beautiful. They do have a swimwear section, but more so they're looking for the character, the right woman to also inspire other women. You know, it's really, you know, it's looking for someone who can then represent the married women of South Africa in all spheres.
How, so far, presumably, there has been a tremendous amount of pressure on you to perform.
Yeah.
How's it been going for you?
Well, I never shy away from a challenge. It has been challenging because, you know, the flip side is that I then have to find partners around my area, you know, like small businesses or businesses, any businesses to sort of partner with through my journey. So that's something different to me. I now have to walk into a boardroom and sort of sell myself and say, this is what I do, this is who I am. Are you willing to walk this journey with me? Are you willing to invest in me?
And how's that been going for you?
That has been the toughest part for me.
Well, maybe after this interview, hopefully. And it'll go up as a podcast so you can use it
to
promote yourself. And hopefully you will be successful and we'll get you back in afterwards.
Definitely.
As a kind of post-mortem. Not really, because that's a difficult thing to do, a post-mortem. That's like when you're dead. But, you know, a post-event, a debrief, so to speak. Yeah. Because I think you've got everything that it takes and more.
Oh, thank you so much.
So you've got my vote, for what it's worth.
I'll tell you how to actually vote.
How do you vote?
So you SMS Andile Peterson, that's PIETERSON, to 47587.
I tell you what we're going to do. We'll put that information up on the podcast that follows.
Please.
So you'll be able to catch that information with Andile Peterson on the app or on our website. Mm. It's as simple as that. Go on to 88FM and you'll be able to vote for what I believe is a really strong candidate for Mrs. South Africa 2022. Lovely to be chatting to you. Thanks for popping in. Andile Peterson certainly has my vote. Has she got yours? We will wait and see.